This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
He's Nick Costos. Good morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Did you not pick the Browns last week?
Oh, I think I said on this show, and the 19 things that I do during the week, that I thought the Browns would beat the Ravens. Turned out that I was correct. I will be sending Kyle Hamilton a gift basket for the dropped interception on the final possession. And a big-time shout-out to my guys, Jameis Winston and Cedric Tillman, for making it happen on the final touchdown. I know Browns fans loved it, and I promise you, I loved it as well.
We're pumped up, so let me give you a thought. Over under Jameis Winston passing yards this week, 450.
Well, if that's the number, then definitely over. No, I mean, I think, you know, Jameis, it's a tougher matchup this week, actually, right, with the Browns hosting the L.A. Chargers and sure. The Chargers defense. I don't see why Jameis can't come close to 300 this week, though. I mean, I think with Ken Dorsey, obviously, you're running the show now as the offensive coordinator, and it just goes to show, and we talked about this, right, and I'm sure you guys know this and the Browns fans know this, just how bad Deshaun Watson was, that literally all it took was a different quarterback, and the offense looks completely different now, right, where Elijah Moore looks like a really good NFL wide receiver. Jerry Jeudy looked good. Cedric Tillman looks like a star. And Nick Chubb's getting his feet underneath him, right? And I know the box score guys, you'll see last week and see Nick Chubb only had 52 yards last week. That's the most any running back has had this season against the Baltimore Ravens. So I think better days are ahead for Nick Chubb. Now, the Chargers open in this game on Sunday, guys, a 3-point road favorite at Cleveland. That number was ridiculous. Now we're sitting Chargers -1.5. So 3 was crazy. That never should have been the number. I think the wrong team's favored in this game, guys. I bet the Browns to win the game. You can still bet Cleveland if you like the Browns. I'm guessing people do. At plus money, plus 105. If you want to take the 1.5, you can also. I think the Browns keep it rolling for another week here with Jameis Winston under center. It's not one of my favorite bets this week. Like last week, it was my favorite bet. But I do like the Browns to win on Sunday, guys, over the Chargers.
All right, if you had to pick Jameis Winston, 3 touchdowns or 3 interceptions?
Ooh, I mean, well, it should be 50-50 every week. I mean, if I'm just being honest. Like, how about this? Instead of, like, can we talk about the receivers for a second?
Sure.
So this week, Jeudy has the highest yardage prop of the 3 receivers. And Njoku has the highest of the 4 Browns pass catchers. And Njoku, 53.5. Jeudy, 48. Tillman, 45. And Elijah Moore, 40. I pretty strongly disagree with the Elijah Moore number in this game. Elijah Moore actually has been targeted the most of any of the Browns receivers since Jameis Winston took over. Like, that number to me feels like it's not right. I'd certainly go over on Elijah Moore, and the Tillman number, all the numbers feel low, honestly, in this new Browns offense. I think this will provide some good bets for us moving forward here until sportsbooks adjust. So Elijah Moore, over for sure, over 40.5. The Jeudy over, I think, is definitely playable also. And Cedric, how about this? All 3 receivers over this weekend for the Cleveland Browns. All 3.
Wow.
You made some strong comments about Cedric Tillman. What have you thought of a good look at him in 2 games?
Yeah, so I'm going to offer a player comp, just like what I see when I watch him. And I am not saying he's as good as this player, because he probably won't ever be as good as this player, only because, like, there aren't that many players that are this good in the league. He reminds me a little bit of, like, Nico Collins, like the Texans wide receiver, who's had like his huge breakout season this season. He was great last year too. He's on IR right now. So I'm not saying that Tillman's going to be like as good as Nico Collins is, like a second round pick in fantasy football drafts, but you gotta love his upside right now. I mean, the two touchdowns last week, like I think his upside's pretty high. Judy has been a guy who was a former first-round pick, obviously, middle first-round pick from Alabama, who's never got unlocked before. I think Jameis has the ability to elevate him a little bit. And Elijah Moore is a former second-round pick also of the Jets, and the Browns traded for him, and he has yet to be like fully unlocked, and he's been good in this offense. So I'm bullish on all three. I think Tillman is obviously the most intriguing of the three.
We'll come back to Browns here in a second. I'm just curious because it's such a big game. Ohio State, Penn State. Your thoughts on that game?
Yeah, so do we? I don't think we know if Drew Aller's playing in the game yet, right? The Penn State quarterback?
I don't know.
I think we think he's going to play. I know he's been at practice. College like injury reports are absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah,
they're going to play this really close to the vest. I actually think this betting market is down right now with Penn State and Ohio State. Let me see here. I'm just doing a quick search. Yeah, I think the market is down. I'm going to like Penn State in the game. Oh, it's here. It's Penn State plus 3.5. Okay, it just loaded back on my screen. Penn State plus 3.5. I'm going to like that bet. Not that I think Penn State is going to win, but I do think Penn State can keep this game close. I think that, you know, Drew Aller gives Penn State a higher ceiling than they've had in the past. And I know the knock on James Franklin has always been can't win games in the big spot. I think a lot of people would say that about Ryan Day. I'm not trying to poke fun, just being honest. And I know Day has gotten to the college football playoff, but has yet to win like the big one. I think that the Drew Aller and Penn State will cover the number in this game. Assuming Aller plays, I'll take Penn State plus 3.5. Not three, has to be 3.5 guys on Saturday.
Interesting. Okay.
Aller was at practice yesterday. That was just
a story. I think he's going to play. So 3.5. I think the number will close 3. So if anyone out there likes Penn State, I can't imagine many people in your guys' audience does, but if they do, well, I would look to bet Penn State sooner rather than later.
Aller's from here, just so, I mean, some people will be rooting for Drew. He's from Medina, so which is within our listening area. Yeah, that's why.
Is that how this goes? Like, I'm from New York, and like it's not a college town. I can't imagine that. See, if it were me, I'd be like, hey, Drew Aller, like, screw you. Why didn't you go to an Ohio school? That would be my opinion.
Fair enough. That I can respect. No, I just say, I think it's more about, like, you know, probably 90% Ohio State, and then there'll be people. Like, I don't think people root against Drew Aller. In fact, I don't even know how it went down with Ohio State with him. Like, I don't know if he was even on Ohio State's radar at the time.
I think Penn State jumped in early.
Yeah,
I
they did. Well, Penn State,
good move.
He's a hell of a high school quarterback here.
Yeah,
it was unbelievable.
And he's a really good college quarterback also.
How do we like him for the Browns? What are the odds on him coming to the Browns?
Okay,
never mind. Go ahead next.
Drew Aller for the Browns. I don't know. You guys just got to enjoy. You got to enjoy the Jameis roller coaster while you can.
That's
for
true.
A little
good
while.
Point.
Yeah,
good
I agree. Point. Adjusted over under for the Browns win total. What do you think?
Well, I can tell you exactly what it is if you give me a second.
I'll give you a second.
Here, I'm just going to like, because it just sometimes takes a while to find the stuff for it to load. Okay, it is 5.5. So the Browns are what, 2-6 right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's 5.5, and it's juiced towards the under. So the betting market is saying the Browns will go 5-12 or worse right
now.
Wow.
What do you think? I think I'd go over on that.
Well, we can play a quick schedule game if you want to have their schedule, and you can do win-loss, and we can see where we're at.
Oh, boy.
What do you guys think?
Well, you know
Sunday?
Your buddy, our old buddy Andy Roth, the football, loved the schedule game. Like, he'd live for that. That was, like, his favorite thing.
Are you being honest or not?
100%, man. Like, he would walk in here, he would be so excited when the schedule would come out, and that's all we would do. Is
yeah, it's awesome.
Guys, we've got to do the schedule game. Got to do the schedule game. Got to.
Yeah, the schedule game's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, so they're 2-6. Home Chargers, I think they win. Do you agree?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, 3-6. On the road at the Saints after a bye week. So after this game, bye week,
I'm going
on
win.
The road at New Orleans.
I'm going win.
Win?
And with Jameis going there, yes, win. I like
oh,
win.
Revenge game for Jameis. Yeah. 4-6. Home Steelers.
I'll go loss.
And that's short week, by the way. That's a Thursday game.
Yep, I'll go loss.
Honestly, I'm going win.
Nice.
Because it's at home, I'm taking the win, but I'm splitting the series. So I'll take
it. Okay, that's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll say 5-6 at Denver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I think they can win that game.
6-6.
Boom, all right, right back in it, baby.
Yeah, you're back in it.
All right, okay, so at Steelers, so now this is the loss, right?
There's
the
loss.
Right, so we're going to split it.
6-7. Okay, home Chiefs, loss, 6-8.
Yeah.
Loss.
At Cincinnati, loss 6-9.
Oh, I think they come back and beat Cincinnati because they should have beat them last time. So I'll take a win then.
Yeah. Oh, so you want to call that a win?
I'm taking that as a win. You guys
okay,
can take
so
it as
7-8.
Okay.
7-8 home Miami.
Win.
It's December 8-8. Miami. Yep, that's a win too.
Baltimore.
Then you got a loss and there you go 8-9.
8-9, but you know what? That's way over the 5.5.
It sure
is. I think you guys, if I'm giving you advice, you guys feel strongly about that, you should bet the Browns adjusted win total over.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
They've got the upside to be pretty good. They really do. Like, the team
is
actually
so
good.
Too.
And now, well, I mean, it's like, it's not even a question. Like, I'll just say this to people. It doesn't have to go this way. But I would encourage, like, it's fun to think about things like this. In week one, now, Dallas's win total before the year was in double digits, the Cowboys. In week one, the Browns were 2.5 or 3 at home against the Cowboys, which means that coming into the year, the betting market thought Cleveland on a neutral field was better than Dallas. And now, like, they actually have a quarterback. I think the upside of the Browns is to win, like, 8 or 9 games now after the rough start, so I agree with you guys here, and I like that over for Cleveland.
Riddle me this one, man in New York. What's with you? What's with the Jets?
They suck. I mean, the head coach is, like, it's honestly, it's not Jeff Ulbrich's fault. Like, he shouldn't be a head coach. Like, he's the interim coach. He's terrible. Rodgers doesn't look as good. Devontae Adams looks a step slow. The defense are a bunch of, like, overpaid prima donnas who, like, believe their press clippings. They're not playing well. And the kicker is the worst kicker in the history of the NFL, and they finally got rid of him after another disaster for him last week, Greg Zuerlein. So other than that, like, things are great for the Jets.
What do you think about Thursday Night Football then?
Yeah, so I think the Jets are hosting Houston tonight, and the Texans are without Nico Collins for another week. He comes off IR next week, and Stephon Diggs is out for the season.
Yep.
So the Jets are actually, because people will be surprised by this, I think, the Texans are 6-2. The Jets are 2-6, and the Jets are favored in this game tonight. And the reason why is all the injuries on offense for the Houston Texans. So I can't get there to bet the Jets in this game, to lay the Jets. I also, though, don't want to bet Houston, and I want people to consider this when you watch the game tonight. I mentioned that Greg Zuerlein, like, in all seriousness, he's the worst kicker in the NFL this season. He cost the Jets like 3 games. I'm not a Jets fan. I'm just, like, calling it like I see it. He cost the Jets literally 3 games this year because he was so bad at kicking field goals and extra points. So they're going to have a new kicker tonight. I think it's going to be Riley Patterson. It doesn't matter who. It could be me. It's not Greg Zuerlein. So they've upgraded big time at the position. And in a game with a small point spread, that's actually going to matter. So the way that I want to play this game, I think the Jets can win. I don't think they ever win this game by 10 or more points. I don't think that's, like, in their profile of this game. So I like to tease Houston, guys, a two-team six-point teaser. Tease Houston up to plus eight, and let's pair that. You can actually pair it with the Browns if you want to, up to +7.5. I like pairing it with New Orleans +7.5, down to -1.5 on the road at the Carolina Panthers on Sunday. If you made me bet the game, gave me $100, say you have to bet it, I would bet the Jets just to win the game, but I don't have to do that, so I won't.
All right. We probably should have opened up this whole thing with just making sure you're okay after last night in the Yankees. Are you okay?
Yeah, man. It sucks. But, you know, I understand that Guardians fans have not seen their team win. So I understand how things like this come across from a Yankee fan. I've seen my team win 5 championships. So I understand that no one wants to hear a Yankee fan complain. I understand. I get it. The last 15 years since the Yankees last won in 2009 have been miserable.
Oh.
I get it. I understand. Like, no one wants to hear that. I get it. But it's been really bad. They lose games in a horrifying fashion every single year. And maybe this is my karma, because growing up, I saw 4 World Series in 5 years. So maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
I know this is not a betting question, but how did you feel about Soto's reaction last night?
I mean, I would have done the same thing.
You said I'm available to everybody? Like, yeah. Right after the game, you're not going to take 2 seconds to kind of embrace your own fans and embrace your own team and go,
who cares? No. I'm with them. I'm with him 100%. Like, what? He doesn't owe the Yankees anything. He's going to get $600 million from somebody.
True.
Like, I don't know.
Hey, if I ever need to fire somebody, if I'm ever in that, I'm hiring you to fire them.
Well, I mean, I don't want to like fire. I mean, Juan Soto's not getting fired. He's going to get $600 million. He's getting a raise.
Yeah,
he's not getting fired. But I'll tell you what. Like, let's say you were becoming a free agent.
Yes.
And how about this? I won't put you on the spot. I'll put myself on.
Put me on the spot. I just wouldn't have said anything after the game. I would have been like, you know what? I'm going to let my agent, you know, we just lost the World Series, guys. Just give me a minute to digest where I'm at, where my feet are right now.
I guess maybe that's like the more like politically correct answer.
There you go.
I have no issue with it. He's a human being. He's probably like, great, season's over. I'm one step closer to being like Jeff Bezos.
Good point.
Nick, thank you, buddy.
Who cares, man? Right? I mean, like, if I were, I'm a Yankee fan, and I don't care.
All right, fair enough. It's your wheelhouse. That's fine.
Thank you, buddy.
We're much more sensitive in Cleveland. That's
it. And I understand. And at some point, the champions. Hey, listen, there's always the Cavs beat the crap out of my Knicks the other night.
That's a good
Cleveland
point too.
Cavaliers. Yeah. And Kenny Atkinson, I think, is going to win Coach of the Year. Wishing everyone minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks, man.
There he is.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.